Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven-Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great joy to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a change, a real change, in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons. Praise God. Amen. We know the coronavirus closed the jails and prisons in 2020. We're over here in 2022. Amen. And trying to come out of it, praise the Lord. But we're still on radio preaching the gospel like we always do, praise the Lord. Amen. Ministering the word of God. We have a powerful message. We began earlier in this month talking about, amen, the life of a saint of God, a true Christian, praise the Lord. We're going to continue it, praise the Lord, because it's a powerful message. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for this exciting message. Those of you incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in to today's broadcast for the exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Let you know when Jesus moves in, the devil goes out. Light and darkness don't mix. Oil and water don't mix. Y'all, amen. When I was at home, amen. I'm telling you, we had popcorn in a jar. And we popped popcorn. My dad popped popcorn for me and my sister. And then we'd get to the bottom of the jar. And then take a rinse the jar out and be setting in the sink. And you can see the water and the oil will be separated. You can mix it all you want to. It don't mix. Oil and water don't mix. Oil sets on top of the water. It don't mix. Now, if that's true naturally, how is it you got church folks talking about they saved and got the devil in the heart? Got sin in the heart. Praise the Lord. Some people say, amen, I got the Holy Spirit. How in the world you going to have a Holy Spirit in you and then doing things contrary to God's word? Sinning, doing wrong. I'm telling you, people, we need to wake up, church. Wake up, church. Praise the Lord. Amen. We sing the song, Missionary Velvet, get right with God and do it now.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's time to get right because we can't fool the Lord. God knows who's sure enough got the real Holy Ghost. He looks right through you like we look at the mirror. I'm telling you, so we need to make sure you get it right. Stop trying to impress man. Man ain't got no heaven to put nobody in. Man ain't got no hell to send nobody to. We got to try to impress God. Live holy before God. He the one you got to answer to. And I'm telling you, the word of God is our map. Let you know how to get into heaven. Jesus is the way to make it into heaven. We must go through the way the Bible declares. Praise God. That is holiness. Praise God. You can put your name on every church book you can put your name on and bust hell wide open. I'm telling you the truth. Glory to God. We got to be born again. Praise the Lord. Be baptized in many names if you want to. But you got to live right. You got to be born again to make it into heaven. Being baptized in Jesus' name in water, that's not salvation. You heard me? I know somebody going to get mad with me. I'm telling you the truth, glory to God, amen. I'm telling you, Jesus' name is at Calvary. I'm telling you, Jesus' name, Jesus went to the Calvary and shed his blood. And his blood will wash you and clean you up. Amen. It's more to it than just being baptized in water in Jesus' name. And people need to understand, know that. Glory to God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. I know somebody going to get upset with me. I'm telling you, because, amen, God gave me revelation. And I'm telling you, because if water can deliver people, just line up a whole lot of people and say, I baptize you in Jesus' name. See how many people can live right after you finish making them wet. As long as that devil in them people, they're going to sin do wrong. I'm telling you the truth. Glory to God. Jesus come to get that devil out of you. Root that sinful nature out of you. And when water can't do it, it takes the blood of Jesus to do it. That's why the blood and water go together. Praise our God. Glory to God. Amen. One preacher, amen. I was preaching this one time, and one preacher said the blood was in the water. How in the world, amen, Jesus' blood going to be in the water? I'm telling you the truth. How the blood going to be in the water? Because, amen, I don't read in the Bible that John had a knife and cut Jesus, and Jesus bled in the Jordan River. That's not written in that Bible. But I do read in there that Jesus shed his blood on Calvary. I read that in there. And I'm going to preach what I read. Praise our God. I'm telling you the truth. Jesus shed his blood on Calvary's cross. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise our God. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm a Bible preacher. I preach this word. Glory to God. Amen. Missionary Valley, let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Amen. Pick up where you left off at. Amen. Start reading at verse number 3. What did it say?
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing.
Amen. You can do all these good works, all these wonderful deeds. But if you don't have the blood of Jesus in your life, can't live right, can't live free from sin, all of it is in vain in order to make it to heaven. And I'm letting people know that. Because I'm telling you, man can praise you high when you do all that stuff. Bestow your goods to feed the poor. I'm telling you, amen. Do all that stuff. You can be a homosexual and do that. You can be a lesbian and do that. Amen. You can be able to be married and got a bunch of women, have a different woman every day of the week and do all that good deeds, all them good deeds. And folks will praise you high. But I'm telling you, but in order to make it to heaven, you got to have a clean life, a clean heart. You got to be born again. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. What the Bible says, Michelle Velvet?
Charity suffer long and is kind. Charity infant not, charity bunting not itself.
Now when you get
not puffed up.
Now when you get this life in you, you'll be like Jesus. So meek and lowly, so humble and holy. Jesus went through many things. He was, amen, ridiculed. Amen. People mocked him. They beat him, spit upon him. But amen, he didn't say a mumbling word. That's charity. So many people can't stand nothing. Talking about they're a child of God. Can't stand nothing. You don't walk by and don't speak to them. They get an attitude. But I want to let you know, when Christ come in you, you'll be like Jesus. You're able to suffer, endure hardness as a good soldier. Be able to obey this word. You won't get up and walk out to church like you can't stand this word and run to some lukewarm church where people can have their way and think you're going to hear them anyhow. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. When Christ come in you, you will be humble, able to live this Bible, obey this word, so you can make it into heaven. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We sing this, them saints who sing that song, Missionary Velvet, say, I'm pressing on, all I know, pressing on, everywhere I go, pressing on to that city, a mansion prepared for me. I'm telling you the truth. Glory to God. I'm telling you, you got to get it so you can live this Bible. Obey this word every day. Love, suffer things. Praise God. I'm telling you, suffer, because Jesus suffered for us. Then we got to suffer for him. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Glory to God. Some people want to live on a flower bed of ease. Live on a flower bed of ease. I'm telling you, amen. If you want to everything be nice here on earth, I'm telling you, Jesus said, what do it profit a man to gain the whole world and mess around and lose your soul? You want to live on a flower bed of ease on here, that means you ain't going to heaven. I'll tell you the truth. Glory to God. Because Paul, all the apostles, even myself, amen. Suffering for Jesus' sake. I'm telling you, I'm suffering for Jesus' sake. So I can range with him. Glory to God. Jesus suffered, I'm going to suffer too. Praise our God. Amen. You want to live on a flower bed of ease? Well, go ahead, Joe, down that road. Because the Bible said, you gain this world, amen, you're going to lose your life. That's what the Bible says.
Glory to God.
Amen. I'm telling you, I'm gonna live for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Suffer for his name's sake. Praise God. Charity suffers long. What did it say?
It is kind.
It's kind.
If it not.
Amen. You're kind while you're doing. You ain't grumbling and complaining. Talking about it's a hard old way. You ain't doing that. I'm telling you the truth. But you're kind while you're doing it. Showing and praising God. People don't know you're suffering because you're not showing it. You ain't acting like you ate a sour lemon. But you got joy in the midst of trouble. Shouting and praising God. We're going to pick it up in July in the next month, if it's missionary velvet. This is a powerful message. Glory to God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Glory to God. Because I'm telling you, amen, Jesus come to make your life brand new. The life of a Christian. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this word. All this month we've been preaching about the life of a Christian. Lord, look over people with mercy, those that's in sin. Let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking into. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, the coronavirus, the monkey pox, whatever that is. Lord, touch the people, deliver the people, set them free by your divine power. Lord, go into the jails and prison, touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, deliver, set the people free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him. Praise him. The song said, come by here. Come by here, the Lord. Somebody needs you, Jesus. Because we all need the Lord on our side. And when we're in trouble, he is the one to be able to rescue us and to deliver us out of our problems. You heard what Ella Holmes was preaching in the prayer. God can do anything but fail. And if you believe that and tell God to help you, because I'm asking him to help me to be able to come up to his word. And we have to be able to do that to make it into heaven. So you be encouraged and stay uplifted. The Lord can help us. And those that are behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often said, Jesus loves you even more. Jesus loves you and he wants you to have in good health and good spirit. That no matter what you're going through, he is there holding your hand and lifting you up. Those in the free world, we thank you for your prayers and your support of our ministry. You continue to pray for us as we pray for you. If the Lord will move in your life for what you need. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, really believe that. God is able to perform. We need to look for God to do great things for all of us. I am looking for him to continue to bless me. So may God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for the devil now to the ministry. As soon as we get green light, we're going back into the jails and prisons to preach the word of God. Amen. And those of you that speak the Spanish language, write us for Spanish material. Because Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Glory to God. To the next broadcast, this chapter, we are on along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send and gifts of support, which are tax deductible, visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.